Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting second. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Ragland. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ron Lolick. Batting eighth. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive to left field. Spikes throws towards third. Bell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Carew scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland hits a fly ball towards center. Heil settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Heil. Ragland moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Ragland moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Hendrick moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ragland scores. Hendrick scores. Duncan moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Twins, 2, Indians, 2. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is called out on strikes. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-1 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into right field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of spikes. Carew reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Carew steals third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tid Roe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-2 in the game. Ragland hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Duncan moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 2 in the game. Lolick hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ragland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Bell reaches second base with a double. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0 for 3 in the game. Ragland bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Carew steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ragland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Sanders now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spikes. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Spikes steals second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein pinch hits for Ron Lolick. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Walt Williams. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mitterwald for a passed ball. Spikes moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing right field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Ragland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ragland is 0-for-3 in the game. Ragland bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a pop-up towards third. Braun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson misplays the ball. That's an error on Thompson. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Leo Cardenas. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Duffy now playing shortstop. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Mike Adams pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Adams steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-4 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. he's got one RBI. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 4 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 4 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Corbin now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 5 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 1 in the game. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Broemer moves to second. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 4 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 5 in the game. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 5 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 5 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy misplays the ball. That's an error on Duffy. Heil scores. Holt moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carew is walked intentionally. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 6 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. Carew moves to third. Thompson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Twins. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Mike Adams. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell strikes out. Duncan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Terrell out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. Thompson scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. Joe Liss pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Bell reaches second base with a double. Gamble moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Duffy is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-5 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.